This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The GOP tax plan divides the rich into winners and losers as well, with the losers being rich wage earners and the winners being manufacturers, passive investors, and heirs of estates. Federal Reserve has found that 44% of Americans have trouble covering an emergency expense of $400. Some employers are teaming with financial institutions to offer small same-day loans to workers. Philosophical godfather of the Kurdish Revolution is an obscure American political theorist named Murray Bookchin, who advocated libertarian municipalism, the proposition that citizens build confederations of popular assemblies that can function as a parallel system within existing states. The top 25% of income earners who majored in English make more over their lifetimes than the bottom quarter of chemical engineers. For the first time since the 1960s, living with parents is the most common household arrangement for the 18 to 34-year-old group. One in five Americans regularly chooses gluten-free foods, even though fewer than 1% have a wheat allergy and fewer than 1% have celiac disease, requiring abstinence from gluten. In seven states, Arkansas, Colorado, Minnesota, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, and Washington, students can search public databases for early earnings of graduates of institutions within the state. Spain imposed direct rule on Catalonia hours after the region's parliament had approved a unilateral declaration of independence. Catalonia's president was stripped of his office and fled to Brussels to escape proposed charges of sedition and rebellion that could carry a 30-year sentence. New elections have been set for December 21st, one reason why there was so little protest in Madrid's action. One study of hours spent online per day ranked Hong Kong first at nearly 5 hours, Britain second over 4 hours, followed by the U.S., then China and Japan all over 3 hours, and Brazil just under 3 hours, with France and Russia over 2.5 hours. Mexico is only an hour and a half. A recent study by the International Labor Organization finds that 15 million people are living in marriages into which they were forced and sometimes abducted. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.